We are at the IBSA World Games 2023. We're at the University of Birmingham's athletics track for the archery. We've got Steve and Leslie with us now. Now, we chatted with you at the beginning of the competition, Steve.
Yes,
how have things been going so far?
Okay. I'm not been shooting particularly well, to be honest, over the past few months. We've had quite a long break from it, and it's sort of first getting back into competitions now. So there's been a few issues with the bows and me with injuries and all sorts. But we're getting there, and I feel quite lucky, really, to get as far as we have this time.
Right, so where are you standing at the moment? Where are you in the...
I think it's ranked number one.
That's
only on the qualifying scores, but they were really tight. There's only a few points in it. And Nick the lad, I'm up against Nick Thomas. We're really good friends, so it makes it quite difficult sometimes. And he's been shooting really well. So it's one of those things, if I don't really mind who wins today, if that makes sense.
And Leslie, you're the spotter. So a lot of pressure on you as well.
Yes, an awful lot of pressure on me. Yeah, I've got to try and keep him calm and make sure that he's where he's got to be when he's supposed to be there. Just making sure he's got everything he needs, and sometimes even preempting what he might need. And then today, and then today is obviously a little bit different, because today on the finals you have an agent. Which means that they get your arrows, they call the arrows at the end of the target, so they're saying what scores are. I don't get to do that today. So with the finals, I'm just telling Steve where he shot, because that's all we can say. Mm. Obviously, during practice ends, then we can speak and, you know, I can say, oh, your shoulder's a bit high, or, you know, put your elbow down or whatever.
Yeah.
But not during the actual match. Then it's just calling where the arrows are.
Steve, how did you get involved in archery?
Oh, this goes back about, I'm going to say about 22, 25 years. I was working at a university lecturing, and one of my friends belonged to a local archery club, and I just went down and took to it, basically. And the club were really good, Wolverhampton Company of Archers. They were really good because they accommodated stuff that I needed, and it sort of just progressed from there, really.
Is it an easy sport for someone who's blind or partially sighted to take up?
It's a nightmare.
I love your honesty.
It's such a technical sport, and especially with the visual impairment, it all comes down to what they call proprioception, so it's muscle memory. And obviously we've all in different classes, so you've got your B1s, B2s, B3s. We used to shoot in complete blackouts, everyone. And I think that did me a lot of good, in the sense of you have to get your body in exactly the right place. Everything has to be exactly the same. And with archery, they say it's repetition, repetition, repetition. Sometimes things go awry and you've absolutely got no clue why it's happening or when it's going to happen. So it is a nightmare, but it's really enjoyable.
Leslie, is it easy or is it difficult if you're a couple and you're also, you know, teammates as well?
Okay, for us it's absolutely fine. We used to work together anyway. Then we're married, so work together, live together, everything else, drive in together, the lot. So for us, it doesn't matter. We can be together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we're quite happy with that, aren't we?
Yeah, I think we're lucky.
We're very lucky, I think, as a couple. We're very lucky.
Well, Leslie is, having me.
Oh. I won't
Moving
say anything
on.
To that. Swiftly.
There's bows and arrows around. We'll just be careful with that one.
Yeah.
Do you use sort of particular bows, Steve? Do you kind of, you know, is it other sports mean you have a preference?
You can shoot recurve, which is like the Olympic style bow, or you can shoot a compen. There's no differentiation between the two in VI archery. So you can be shooting against someone with a recurve or compound, male, female, it's all the same, as long as your classification's the same. I used to shoot recurve and longbow, and then I went on to the compound because of injuries. And I just find that easier for me. But it's just really personal preference.
Yeah. You don't think about injuries when it comes to archery. It's not one of the sports that I would have thought.
Shoulder injuries, neck injuries. It's just the repetition. I mean, you've been pulling back horrendous poundages for 22 years. Your shoulders start to give, which I'm suffering from. Because it's been quite intensive coming up. Because we went to the World Championships in Pilsen last month, July?
July.
So we had sort of quite an intensive, you know, 4 days a week, 6 to 7 hours a day training for that. I think it's taken its toll a bit this week.
would you recommend it as a sport then for someone who has a sight loss condition?
I think it's absolutely brilliant, like building self-esteem, and it increases all your sort of spatial awareness and stuff. The only problem with it is finding somewhere that will do it with you. I think there's been lots of issues with clubs not having the information or the experience
or with, inclination
sometimes. But most of the people here have been sort of quite fortunate in the clubs they've gone to, and they've been encouraged and helped. But it requires someone to know something about it really, or willing to learn about it, to enable you to do it, because obviously there's safety concerns. So you can't really sort of start going down and banging arrows down willy-nilly.
Yeah. Can I just interject with something? I mean, you call them spotters. Hate that word. Absolutely hate it. Steve hates it too, because
I think most of the archers do.
Yeah, I think they all hate it, because you do more than just spot, you know. And I think if somebody's going to take it up seriously as a sport, they need someone with them consistently. Because if you have, say for instance, when you're calling the arrows, we all call the arrows differently, which I know sounds silly, but we do. And if Steve had somebody else calling his arrows, if they don't call them in the same way that I do, he then has to, where is that? I can't. So for instance, I'll say, red at six, or
inner red or outer red.
Inner red, outer red. I'll say red gold line cutter. Oh no, I'll just say red gold at say three. Whereas other people will just call it differently, don't they?
Yeah.
They'll tell you the number rather than the colour.
Yeah.
And some people, it'll be outer or inner, but some people won't call that. And even when he gets it in the gold, I'm saying 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever, whereas some people don't. It's just, yes. And that's fine for them.
It's quite a complicated relationship with the other person.
Yeah, it is.
They get to know what your shot is, how you're feeling, what's going wrong,
You really know each other, don't you? It's not just a technical thing.
It isn't, you're right.
You understand each other almost without thinking, really.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
You need that consistency.
Mm. Yeah.
How would you encourage someone who's maybe blind or partially sighted to take it up then, Steve?
BBS, British Blind Sports, have got an archery section. There's lots of information on there and contacts. Archery GB have got lots of information on there. And what we're finding, because it's becoming more popular, I mean, in the World Championships in Pilsen and this event, there's been more archers from more different countries now. And the standards are going, like, through the roof now. Whereas before, it was, you know, you'd sort of win a competition with 200-300 points. Now it's, like, 10. It's getting really, really close now.
Still sounds as if you're enjoying it anyway.
I am. Not necessarily at the time.
The pressure's on, I suppose. But listen, good luck with the rest of the tournament, and thanks to both of you.
Okay, it's been of help, and get people joining and
definitely
shooting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to know more, then do have a look at britishblindsport.org.uk, or do check out seesportdifferently.org.uk.